getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
And here we are again, back with another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show, back for another week. Stack of polka records right here on the counter next to me, and I'm going to play them. So I hope you're ready. I think we got a pretty good lineup for you this week, but I think that every week, so hopefully I'm right once in a while anyway. Show number 501. We marked show number 500 last week, and I thought that was kind of a big deal. And now it seems even bigger that we're past 500, huh? I don't know. Anyway, let's get the show rolling this week. Albert Mikesh here in the Hopeless Polka. And there you have it. That didn't sound that hopeless to me. Sounded pretty darn good. Albert Mikesh there, the Hopeless Polka. Getting us rolling here on another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. Why? Because it's old-time music, and they're all oldies. Every song you hear on the show comes off of a record. You know, like one of my favorite movie quotes. You mean a record? Yes, exactly. Vinyl, actually, except an occasional shellac record, because we do try to get in 178 in every show. And even now and then you get a polystyrene record. You know, not all records are pressed in vinyl. Some of them are injection molded in polystyrene, and I hate those. Better audio quality when they're brand new, but after you throw them about three or four times, they start getting fuzzy. Don't like it. But see, they were cheaper to manufacture, so the record companies made like a half a penny more. And when you sell a million records, that adds up. Anyway, enough of that jibber-jabber. Let's do Jimmy Sturr and the Orchestra. Haven't had a Jimmy Sturr record on the machine for a while. Here's Grandma's Featherbed.
Butter on the bread. The best darn thing at grandma's house was a grand. ought to be sick. Penetrate them all with the girl in the rock club grandma's for the bed. He was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide, himself was a downy chick. He was made from the feathers of a quarter of a geese, took a hold of the palm of the kicks. Did howling kids and four hound dogs and a big green stone from the shed. We didn't get a straight, but we had a lot of fun on grandma's for the bed.
There you go, Grandma's Feather Bed. There's Jimmy Sturr and the orchestra here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Hope you're having a great week so far. Hope you had a good week last week. I never know when you're actually hearing these shows because it's a syndicated show played all over the place and different stations play it on different days, but you could be listening in the middle of the week, beginning of the week, end of the week. Just have a good week. That's all I got to say about that. Haven't had a record by Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls in quite some time. I think they only have the one album. I'm not sure. I was thinking there were two, but I'm not 100% sure. But I know that we have not played the Crying Time Polka, maybe ever. And if we have, it's been a long, long time. You can often take a song like a country song and turn it into a perfectly fine polka. And here's an all-girl polka band, Renata and Girls, 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 with the Crying Time Polka.
Oh, it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that faraway look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Oh, it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that faraway look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Now they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that tears are only rain to make love grow. Well, my love for you could never grow much stronger if I live to be 100 years old. Oh, it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that faraway look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Found someone you love better. That's the way it's happened every time before. And it's sure as the sun comes up tomorrow, crying time will start when you walk out the door. Oh, it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that faraway look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time.
I tell you what, every time you hear that song, other than when you're listening to Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls do it, there are two other performers that immediately come to mind. And the first one, out by a long shot, is Buck Owens. Had a big country record with that. And also Ray Charles did a great version of Crying Time, too. Always come right into mind when I see that song. But, of course, Renata and Girls, 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 doing it up old-time style. It's hard for me to say the third girls. Have you noticed that? Renata and Girls, Girls, Girls. There we go. I don't know. It's like the repetition. My G gets worn out by the time I get to the last one. I think is what happens. But anyway, this big pile of mess you're listening to is, of course, Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show, and brought to you in part by the folks at the World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Have you been there? Why not? Oh, I know, because you live in Fort Myers. Well, okay, maybe that's an excuse. But you can travel. They would love to see you. They've got 1,400 accordions lined up and on display for your perusal, for your analysis, for your consideration. So, hey, take a look at them. They have the research library. A lot of great information stored there. It's a vast, vast depository of musical information. I'm using all kinds of big words today, huh? But check them out. They're on Belknap Street in Superior, Wisconsin. And, of course, we're kind of coming to the end of tourist season here, but they'll still be happy to have you pay them a visit. Maybe you want to, stop in, have a look around. Maybe you're heading up the North Shore in the middle of the winter. You want to explore the icebergs and whatnot. Maybe do some ice cave exploring, stuff like that. You can do that, too. But check them out. They're online, worldofaccordions.org. You can see some pictures. You can read a lot of history. A lot of good stuff for you on the website. And if you're going to be in the area, maybe you live in the area. Check them out. You might live in Superior, Wisconsin, and never knew that there was a building within a hop, skip, and a jump of your front yard that had 1,400 accordions in the place. So check them out, all right? worldofaccordions.org. We have not had Eddie Olinsky's band on the radio in a long time. No, we haven't. We're going to do the Buffalo Rhinelander. And if you want to wake up the brass section there and then toot that tooter.
Jeff, who Jamie, Bishop, Uches, Rinka, Buffalo, Buffalo. Does the Bobby Tainza, Uche, Head of Buffalo. Koledzy mieście, mimo dyka, ci zagrają. Poleczkę, oberka jednego, drugiego, a ze śpiew pozamienią. Bo to czas zatańczyć sobie brat. Muzykanci zagrają. Poleczkę, oberka jednego, drugiego, a ze śpiew pozamienią. Bo to czas zatańczyć sobie puszczanego. Gdzie pójdziemy, by się ucieszyć? Do Buffalo, do Buffalo. Do zabawy tańca uciechy, do Buffalo. Koledzy, wierzcie mi. Little star, that's Olinsky's orchestra. Where will we go for a jolly time? Buffalo, Buffalo, where there's fun and frolic all the time, from the dawn till early hours of morn. Where will we go for a jolly time? Buffalo, Buffalo, where there's fun and frolic all the time, from the dawn to early hours of morn. Folks will sing and they dance while the hours roll by with their spirits high. They will drink toast with beer, later dance the music you're about to hear. Folks will sing and they dance while the hours roll by with their spirits high. They will drink toast with beer, later dance the music you're about to hear. Star. That's Olinsky's orchestra.
All right, that's a new favorite. I haven't played that one for so long. Eddie Olinsky's orchestra there, the Buffalo Rhinelander, here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Yep, that one's got to go over here in the good pile for later. It's tough. Where do you file that one? kind of sounds German style, but Olinsky's obviously Polish. And on the flip side, the song is sung in Polish. So I'm not sure. I need a different color sleeve for that kind of record. I don't know. Now, when you were a kid, if you were a kid and you're my age, you maybe went to school and they had a deal in elementary school where you had to learn to play the flutophone. The flutophone. Remember the flutophone? Nowadays, in like fifth grade or whatever it is, they make kids play and they call them recorders. Oh, we have to play the recorder. And they come home with these white little horns and their little sheet music because they're trying to make your kids appreciate music and they want to learn to play the flutophone. But now they call them recorders. And your kids learn to play songs like Hot Cross Buns, Mary Had a Little Lamb. Maybe you get into a sailor's hornpipe or something like that. And when I was a kid, it was a flutophone. But now, it's a recorder. Anyway, I'm only reminded of this because I have a record by the Deutschmeisters here called the Flutophone Polka. That's F-L-U-T-O space phone. Flutophone Polka. And you would think that with a song called the Flutophone Polka, you would hear some flutophones being played in it. Wouldn't you think? I mean, I didn't double check, but my memory is telling me that the last time I played this, I was disappointed to not hear any flutophones in it. Let's find out! Right, there you have it there. The Deutschmeisters, the Flutophone Polka. I was right. Memory served. I did not hear a flutophone being played in there anywhere, which is really a recorder. But they called them flutophones when we were kids. And I think it's because they were made by the Flutophone Company, but it was the same deal as a recorder. And they drove everybody nuts. You know what I mean? I'm excited because we're going to have our Shellac Attack record coming up here. We'll be doing our official 78 of the week here in the show. As we dig out a 78 RPM record, I'm excited. I never usually tell you what's coming up ahead of time, but I got a polka by the Hoosier Hotshots. I love those guys. They crack me up. It's kind of like a precursor to Spike Jones back in the 40s. And I've never played a Hoosier. I don't think I've ever played a Hoosier Hotshots record on the show. They don't normally do polkas, per se. They're not really an old-time band, but they're a goofy band, and I got them doing a polka, and it's a great fun song, and it's coming up in a little bit. But before that, let us enjoy the champagne music stylings of Lawrence Welk. Thank you.
There's a place across the street that's not like other places. It's where neighbors like to meet and greet familiar faces. There's no talk of daily cares or troubles allowed. There's where fun is king, and that's what brings in the crowd. If the older folks don't dance, they bring their youngsters with them. For they love to watch romance and beat their feet in rhythm. When the band is through with swing, then the leader tells the ring, say, you mothers, hey, you brothers, everybody sing.
Sing together, one more chorus.
Till the rafters will ring, raise your voices and sing.
One more chorus, if you're for us.
Join us all in the song.
Give the band a helping hand and come along.
Says right on the record, that's the Pound Your Table Polka, Lawrence Welk, and his Champagne Music. Ah, yes, I can see them all dancing around on the TV screen right now, and all those beautiful pastel colors brought to you by Geritol, remember? Ha ha! Anyway, Lawrence Welk and his Champagne Music here in the old Oompa Hour. Don't forget now, if you have a request, dedication, question, comment, whatever it might be, there's like a million and a half ways to get in touch with the show. You can use your phone. And you can send a text message or leave a voice message at area code 218-259-2985. That's 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com. Boy, say the words, aol.com. Yes, or Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. And you can make a request, or if you have a question or a dedication or whatever. Any of those ways puts you in touch with Oompa Hour World Headquarters. It'd be better if we had a bat phone, but we don't. So that'll have to do. All right, now, I think this is probably a politically incorrect song. I've never played this one on the show before. It's the Don Wotilla Band, and the song is the Egg Roll Polka.
On Chinese cooking, she'd eat it every day. This girl, she left her homeland and moved to USA. She met a young Slovenian, and now you'll hear her say,
she don't want no egg roll, she wants taco base. She don't want no egg roll, she wants taco base. She don't want no egg roll, she wants taco base. She don't want no egg roll, she wants taco base.
Was at 4 a.m. one night. The waiter, he came over. She gave him such a fright. He said, we got grande bouillon and rice and rolls are free. She said, I saw, but don't you know, there's just one thing for me.
She don't want no negro, she wants taco base. She don't want no negro, she wants taco base. She don't want no negro, she wants taco base. She don't want no negro, she wants taco base.
Thank you.
just fun. That's never been on the show before. That is the Don Mozilla Band, and She Don't Want No Egg Roll here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. It's the egg roll song, I guess. And it's from an album they did called Red Hot Polkas, all right? Now, I want to describe this album cover to you, because all the guys in the band, it's like caricature drawings. You know, it's like line drawings of all the guys in the band. And they're all wearing red capes, and they have devil horns. It's a perfect album cover for Halloween season, you know, which we're kind of just coming up upon or just past. We're in Halloween week anyway. But anyway, the egg roll song. It's not actually called the egg roll polka. It's called the egg roll song. We like to be precise in these matters. Anyway, I thought that was pretty amusing. I got to set this record aside, though. Normally, I would put it in the done pile. And then eventually, when I run out of floor space in the studio, I put them on the shelves over there. But this has got about five other songs on it that I want to play in the coming weeks. So this goes back in the coming up pile. That's the plan. So we'll get that organized over there. I don't even know what's coming up. Let's do Jay and the Brass Tones, shall we? And here's one you all know. It's the Happy Wanderer Polka. There you go. Of course, we all know the Happy Wanderer Polka there, Jay and the Brass Tones on Tim's Oompa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Trying to decide exactly what I want to do now. I have our 78 of the week all lined up on the turntable over here and ready to roll. But I also have a little Wally record over here on the turntable that's ready to roll. And over here on the other turntable, I got a waltz ready to go. We don't want to play the waltz yet. We got to get these other two in first. I don't do the waltz till later in the show because I figure you're pooped out and you need a waltz. Let's do the official 78 of the week, shall we? Everything sounds great on a 78, even this one. I've always found the Hoosier Hot Shots to be highly amusing. And here's a record they made Back in 1944, maybe you know this one, maybe you don't. Let me push all the buttons here to get a 78 rolling. It's the Barn Dance Polka. Fancy jazz chord at the end there for the Hoosier Hot Shots. There's our official 78 of the week. Everything sounds great on 78 right here on Tim Zumpa Hours, your old-time oldie show. That one goes back to 1944. All right, let's have Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. I haven't played a Lil Wally record for a few weeks, and he made so darn many records. It's hard to skip a week without at least running into one of them, you know? But anyway, here's Lil Wally and the Boys. I'm looking for a sweetheart.
Looking for one like you to love and hold forever, to make my dreams come true. I'm looking for a sweetheart to love and to adore. So won't you be my sweetheart, the one I'm looking for? Won't you be my sweetheart? like you to love and hope forever. You make my dreams come true. I'm looking for a sweetheart to love and to adore. So won't you be my sweetheart, the one I'm looking for? So won't you be my sweetheart, the one I'm looking for?
Hey, have it, Lil Wally and the Harmony Boys. I'm looking for a sweetheart here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. How you doing anyway, huh? Hope you're having a fantabulous week, or you're going to have a good week, or you just had a great week. As long as good is in there somewhere, I think we're in pretty good shape. Are you ready to do some waltzing, dancers? I know you've been waiting all the way through the show here so far, waiting for this week's waltz. We always do at least one in every show. I have Don Jodlowski's Vibra Sounds. And now, we two are one.
Life has just begun. We will share our hearts together. Now we two are one. We will share our hearts forever. Now we two are one. Clouds won't hide the sun. We'll have no more tears or sorrow, since we two are one. We'll have no more tears or sorrow, since we two are one. At last, darling, all my dreams have come true, and my life has become a treasure of happiness, a happiness that you and I will share together, together and forever. We'll have no more tears or sorrows now. We two are one.
There you go. There's Don Jodlowski's Vibra Sounds there. Now we two are one waltz. You're at Tim Zumpa Hours, your old-time oldies show. I got a record here from Frank Yankovic. Doesn't say Frankie Yankovic. The Yanks are not involved. And this is a newer Frank Yankovic record. And by new, I mean 1984, which is kind of new, right? I don't know. On the front, in Frank's own handwriting, it says this album is dedicated to all the polka-loving what does that say? Polka-loving somebodies and friends who have meant so much to me over the years. So way to go, Frank. Anyway, we have a song here called Play. Play Your Accordion. I know, I was overacting a little bit. I mean, but there is a comma in here. What more do you want? And this has never been on the show. Never played this record. I just took the cellophane off of it. And it's already 40 years old. What's the deal with that? Here's Frank on Tim Zumpa Hour.
When I was just a boy, I played my music. I dream of the dancing people smiling up at me. But just when I thought I wouldn't make it, when I thought my heart would break, it was my mom and dad who sang this song to me.
One from Frank Yankovic there. Says Frank, not Frankie on the record. Relatively new record from 1984. Play your accordion there, boy. We want some music here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. Think we're going to fit in a few more records, maybe two or three yet on the show today. So hang on, all right?
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Man, I tell you what, all I know is I got to get in here and dust. Holy moly, man. I got another lamp going over here, more over the other turntable than I usually do. And I haven't dusted in here for a long time. And when you're dusting in a studio where there's turntables and knobs and dials and meters and mixers and stuff like that, you know, you can't, you know, just get a rag or a Swiffer or something. What you do is you get a big, fat, fluffy camel's hair paintbrush. A big, long, fluffy one, and you get a small shop vac, and you brush the dust off everything, as the shop vac is running near your brush, and you stir up the dust and it gets sucked in. That way you don't mess up the equipment or jam the dust down on the inside. So it takes a little finesse, but man, I haven't done it for a long time. I got to get on that. I'll report back next week and tell you I probably didn't get around to it. The Redbirds right here on turntable number one. Dance, dance, dance. Go the Redbirds there. Dance, dance, dance here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldie show. Every week this happens right here. Same spot on your dial. Glad you're hanging out with me this week. I say we let's go out in a flurry here. Let's see if we can't fit a couple more records in here real quick. I'll see what I can do. For those of you that like to rock and roll, you like to boogie down, this is not your song, but it's called the Rock and Rhythm Polka. Here's Bernie Roberts and the orchestra. Thank you. There you go, Bernie Roberts and the orchestra, the rock and rhythm polka. Here on Tim Tumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldie show. We're going to fit in another record because I'm living on the edge today. Chester Budney and his boys, this is Skipper's Polka. There you go, Chester Budney and his boys there. That is Skipper's Polka, which I don't know, implies to me that maybe it should have been by Gilligan or somebody, right? The little buddy Skipper from Gilligan's Island. I have no idea. I'm just making that up. But anyway, it's better than it being the Stripper's Polka, but it was Skipper's Polka. So we're good, eh?
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morning. Station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones, and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Tumpa Hour is a production of Edwards Broadcast Service and recorded live at our studio in Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.